The program you're about to hear is real. The colors are real. The hosts are real. Prepare to tap into the spiritual gifts that are all around you. It's time for Tapping In with Gary Spivey.
Hey guys, welcome to Tapping In. I'm so glad to talk to you guys tonight. And we're going through technical issues for a minute, but we about got it straightened out, I think. And so, Dean, can you hear me? Can you see me?
Hello. Yes, I hear you and I see you. Yes.
Oh, good. Here's Ruben. Ruben's with me tonight.
Hey guys.
And so, we have what's your name?
That would be Jared.
Jared's like, I'm little. Don't let them know how big I am. Anyway.
And then we have Tanoch and Brian at home.
Yeah, Tanoch and Brian, right? And so you guys are great. And so Tanoch, you're in Mexico still, right?
Yeah, we're still here.
Good. And Brian, you're out working the streets in Vegas, I would assume.
Always got to make the money.
Yeah, there we are.
Way to go, Brian.
You're working fella. That's good. I'm so glad to talk to you guys. I appreciate you being here. This was one of the most interesting weeks I've seen ever before. And it was interesting all over the board, all over the place. And so I don't know if I made sense of it, but I think I did. And so it's kind of crazy. This week, did any of you guys have a hard time staying on the ride? Didn't you guys this week think it was a little bit crazy, a little bit crazier than crazy? You know, that's it. I think it's Laura I got, because this is like, you have to turn that off so I can read. And so there we are.
Is it Laura?
Lauren. Okay. So, yay. So Lauren, it was crazy this week, right? It was a little, what the hell?
Can you turn your video on, Lauren? And unmute.
Yeah, there we are.
Hello.
Hey, Lauren.
I think he's got the wrong order.
Wrong person.
Wrong person?
Mm-hmm. From where Gary was pointing. This was the week this week. This is what the week was. It was kind of an interesting week.
She has her video on.
She's waving. She's holding up a big sign. She's holding up a big sign right now, Dean. It says, pick me.
I got it.
Pick me.
I'm sorry, everybody. All right, we got the right one. Okay.
I'm okay. I've got this. Oh, yeah. Anyway, hey, Lauren, there we are.
Hi.
Hey, girl. So anyway, it's a little crazy. It was hard to stay on the ride. What was it like this week?
It was a roller coaster.
Right? You'd be real high, real low, real low, real high, real, you know, you're going, okay, I got this. You're white knuckling, and all of a sudden it's an easy ride. And you're going, what the hell is all this about, right? Yeah, pretty much. And so very, very interesting. It's very, very interesting. The energy was really all over the place this week. So if you stayed on the ride this week, you did really good. If you're so oblivious to it that you're not energy sensitive enough to even know you went through hell and back, that's great. You know, because that just means you're in super denial and it's all good. It's all good, you know. And so, but it was a little crazy for you. Tell me what it felt like.
Oh man, there was one day where things were mad. It was Thursday. And I found a 4-leaf clover.
Good for you. And you saved it.
And then somebody talked to me about Jesus, and I found this thing that said, somebody loves you.
All right. So praise the Lord.
But then
I was doing praise the Lord's this week. You know,
meditations.
Oh, good. All right.
But then the same day, I started bawling. I was in so much pain. I started crying. Mm-hmm. I started getting very dark thoughts in one day. And yeah, I was like, on the floor crying. And
well, you were picking up on the energy of the planet is what you're doing. And so you were just picking up on the vibe of it all. And you managed to beat yourself above it is what I see. So through you, you know, talking to Jesus and doing my meditations and doing whatever else you might've done, right? It seemed to work for you. And so that's good. I don't know if we lost you or not. Did we lose her? Jared's over here just playing with the damn buttons. It's like,
Jared, hey, don't touch the computer.
Yeah,
leave it alone, Jared.
There we are. Anyway, it really was that kind of crazy week, and so it's so much so. But when I look at you, you have this beautiful, brilliant white star above your head, and And this will bring you in super, super light. It's actually the Star of David. And so you have this beautiful Star of David above your head. That would be a spiritual gift that everybody would want to get. And so if you guys just say, please give me the Star of David, God. Please give me the Star of David, God. And so there we go. And as you bring it down, you'll notice your sinuses open. Your head got really super bright. It got super light. You're going to feel a whole lot better. And now that feels really peaceful to you. Feel how peaceful that feels? Yeah. And for you, it feels familiar. This is a familiar spiritual gift you have. And you've carried this with you through several lifetimes. And so, but this is really, really a precious spiritual gift that really does work. And so there we go. And so, and it takes you super high. Super high, super quick, super fast. And so there we go. And so nice. Nice. How you feel?
Thank you. Lighter. Much lighter.
Good.
Optimistic. Right. Thank you. Thank you, God. Thank you, Gary.
Yeah. Optimistic. Optimistic. Mm-hmm. You are usually an optimistic person though. And so that's usually who you are. Now you'll find it'll be easier to stay in that space. And so this was kind of a hard week. This was a strange week, hard to stay in the zone, you know, and to usually be, you know, super, super bright, super light and super okay. And so here, I'm just looking at you. Hang on. Just there we go. Now I got you all clear. You're looking good there. All right.
Thank you so much.
Yeah. Just say thank you, God. That's all you got to do. Thank you, God. Anyway, I got Ruben with me tonight. Ruben, what up?
Hey, guys. How are you?
You good?
How you doing,
good?
Gary?
I'm good. I think I'm really good. You know, and it's like before we started the show, I was like, I I've been friends with you for a couple of years. And I think you're amazing. And I think you help a lot of people. And I didn't even know what you would call yourself. I was like, what do you call you? You know, what do you call yourself? Because you counsel a lot of people. From all over the world.
Yeah.
And you are
as far as Australia, believe it or not.
Yeah, way over there. How'd that work? You know, I'm always excited when I talk to people from everywhere else. And so but I see you, you know, really helping out a lot of people. And I don't know what you call you. Are you a coach? Sort of, right?
Yeah. So I started off as a pharmacist, and then I realized that with just applying with the drugs, there's a certain percentage of people that got really well, but then there's a large percentage of people that still didn't get well, especially from chronic disease. So I went into different alternative therapies, and I found an even higher percentage of people getting well, but there was still that, you know, 20% of people of cases that were still chronic. So I went into a more emotional healing work, and a lot more percentage of people got well, but it wasn't quite there. And I can very gratefully say, very, very fulfillingly say now that following you and many other spiritual masters, I'm able to help people on the spiritual end of it as well, which kind of completes it. So I'm very happy to say a lot of people.
So you're sort of like you're like me, you're like one stop shop, right? You know, like sometimes I just tell people, I'm like, you know, you're a real dumbass. And usually they say, yeah, I know. You know, or I can say, you know, you're really brilliant and you get this, you got this. And they go, yeah, I know. I think people know where they are. I think they really do. But I've seen you before work with people and you really do nail it, and you nail it quick and you help them. And so that's it. I think the truth sets everybody free. And so if you can figure out the truth, wherever it is and whatever venue it's in, whether it's physical, spiritual, emotional, mm-hmm. wherever it is, you know, wherever that is, or mental, you'll find that you can nail it. And so there.
What's really guiding me is my intention to help people heal. And
then you'll figure out the answers, right?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
I know you learned a lot from Kevin Trudeau. Kevin Trudeau is a mutual friend. And I've known Kevin for years. And I love him as my brother and my friend.
That's actually how I first learned about you.
there you go. And so and because, you know, Kevin is super, super smart, and I would like to say I'm, you know, as smart as Kevin or smarter, but I'm not. And but he's really smart, and he asks really good questions. And so he would ask me questions. However, I'm spiritually gifted, and I can answer about anything. And so you can ask me a psychic question, I'll give you the answer. And so Kevin would ask really good questions. And so it was really neat. So we figured out a lot of things of how the universe works and people work and how everything, you know, kind of happens. But you have been with Kevin for a long time, and you actually work with him, you're buddies with him, and he has different methods that he uses, you know, to get people better, to get people more enlightened, which I find to be interesting, you know. And some of the things I hear rumblings and ramblings of things that were things he asked me back in the day, like 20 years ago or more. And he would ask me questions. And then today I see it in some of the work he does. And I'm like, God, he did pay attention. You know, like he would ask me questions. I'd give him an answer. Well, I guess he wrote it down. I don't know. And so he actually, and then plus he's also very, very well read, and has had many, many amazing teachers. And so I think when people seek out teachers, that's kind of a cool thing. And I think a lot of us do. I think a lot of us have our you know, our teachers, our gurus, our people, like, you know, whatever, right? I don't know if there's a bad answer. I think as long as you're learning, I think it's great. As long as you feel connected, as long as you feel bright and enlightened, hey, it's all good. It's all good. So I'm just saying, Mark Milas, what are you doing? What are you up to? I'm going to adjust my camera while we're working towards getting to Mark. Can we take this camera and twist it this way a little? I don't know why we didn't do this earlier. That way. The other way. The other that way. Yeah. Let's see how to get it. There we are. All right. There. Now I think I'm centered in the frame. I was like all goofy in my frame here. You know. We still are. Anyway.
You just got to remember you got somebody else sitting outside of you, so that's why.
I do feel usually we can fix this. I think that this whole thing needs to go back there. Anyway, we got to adjust cameras. It was like somebody took my set and turned it upside down and shook the damn thing. And so there we go. Now then, there we go. And there
that's
we go.
Probably not it. You hit, yep. Well, hey, Mark, how you doing?
I'm good, buddy. You look good.
I'll talk to you while they play with my cameras. So there we go. Yeah. Now we got to get my head close to the ceiling. Ever how we do that? So you'd pull this down. There we go. There we go.
There we go. You get there. You're good, Gary.
All right. There we are.
And I got the crystals. Looks good.
There you go. Okay.
Hey, so Mark, how are you? How was your week? I hope better than my cameras. What's going on?
Yeah, it was a bit of a crazy week work-wise too. A lot of energies, you know, a lot of processing, you know, a lot of.
Usually, well, you know, what did you find that usually you can get the beat of it? And this was a hard one to figure out the beat.
It was, because it's, you know, kind of touching on what Ruben said, you know, you've got your mental knowledge, you've got your spiritual knowledge, and it's like your brain is telling you one thing and you're empathing and you're reading another thing completely. And you're trying to figure out, okay, how do I navigate this so I don't blow something up, basically.
Yourself. How do you not blow your damn self up? Right. And so that was kind of the week. I mean, I think it was like that. And so you have to go to super high spiritual gifts. We got the spiritual gift last week at the, Sunday, yeah, the master class, the Sunday master class. We really got the spiritual gift that solves all, and if you go to expanding on that gift, you'll find it works. You would ask God for the beautiful gift of oneness, and it's a pearly white orb of oneness, and you just ask God for the pearly white orb of oneness, and so there you go, and she pull it into you. This really works, and so you'll notice now your sinuses opening, guys. You feel much brighter, you feel much lighter. Mark, you feel centered for the first time in a minute. Feel that feeling?
Yeah, it's been.
You have to ask for this gift over and over. Okay. And it really does sort you out. But this gift is a very powerful gift of oneness. If you're not one, you're none. I figured out also this was a week where I had the most interesting conversation with Alice yesterday and Richard, and because they had, you know, being in Ojai, you know every guru in the world, and so they have a guru buddy friend that called them up or whatever, or, you know, a gal that was, you know, a psychic, right? And she was trying to explain to him what she saw happening in the universe, and it sounded like she was on crack. And when I noticed with it, when I tried to explain it earlier in the week, I sounded like I was on crack as well. And so I'm like, okay, what is this? But there's an energy on the planet that was spiraling 90 miles an hour backwards, big black hole, bigger than the Milky Way galaxy, sucking in your higher selves and making you feel insane. And so did you feel that?
No, I saw it. I thought I was dreaming.
Oh, you saw it, and it was this big thing, right? You could see spiritually. Okay, so you could see this thing, right? It was
literally like a huge tornado.
It was a huge tornado, bigger than the Milky Way galaxy. And this thing was eating our higher selves at light speed. And so if something's eating all of our higher selves, that means we don't have any light. Right, and it's messing us up, and so this thing was really going at it, and Alice was trying to explain it to me, and she was, you know, very careful trying to explain it to me, and because it, basically she sounded crazy, and then when I commented on it, I sounded crazier, you know, so we were laughing at ourselves because it really, really was such a crazy thing, but this energy was really a powerful energy affecting everybody. Either in a negative way or in, believe it or not, a positive way. And the only way it did not gobble you up is if you had the energy of oneness. Interesting, right? And so you don't want to be gobbled up by some crazy ass black hole in outer space that's bigger than you. And so, but that's what this amounted to. And so watch this. Okay, now I'm bringing in this giant white, pearly white orb of oneness around you, Mark, and your family. And there we go. And there. See how you feel super bright and super light. Feel that?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And now way, 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 way better. Head's quiet now. See?
Fair.
Yeah, and you guys may even notice you're empathing Mark, but your head got quiet. And so that's the space you got to be in. So the space you have to be in these days is total oneness. You have to go to that, guys. You really do. Not noneness, but oneness. You got to be really one with one another, and love each other. And so there you are. Pretty simple. Very important, though. There. Look how you feel now. See, your throat is really warm, Mark. Feel that?
I do.
Yeah.
Yeah, I feel put back together.
Put back together is the best way you can say. Yeah, because I got a couple of texts from you this week where you weren't together. And so, but now better. All right, good.
And Mark, I'm excited to see you at this next spiritual retreat coming up.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. Matthew and Christina will be there too. So you guys will all get to meet. You'll finally get to meet them.
Oh, wow. Oh.
Talking about you, Gary, obviously, nonstop. So,
you a little bit. It's perfect. It's perfect. We'll have a good time. I look forward to it. I look really forward to you guys coming here. And so
I think your son will really enjoy his little
bobblehead. I have to get him one. Make sure his head works. They tried to make the head work, but it fell off. So anyway.
The hair was too heavy.
All right. You know.
Thanks
a while.
Thank you, Mark.
Yeah, thanks.
Thanks, buddy. Thank you. And so, yeah, so you guys got to be one or you're screwed. There. You feel better? So I don't think, spiritually speaking, anybody's happy when you say you got to do this or you're screwed. Because I guess that's, you know, that's almost like a Southern Baptist term, right? You've got to do this or you're going to go to hell, you know, in a handbasket, all that stuff. Anyway, who are we talking to? Who are we talking to, Dino?
You pick up. Let's go to RK. Well, I don't see RK is not there. Oh, there he is. Please unmute.
Hey, Gary, how's it going?
Hey, buddy, what are you doing? I like you. I can feel you. You got a great energy. What's your question? What's happening with you? How was your week?
It was okay. I lost my job last week. So I'm just, I'm okay with it. I'm just a little, I'm wondering if there's like a lot of anxiety or something that's attacking my energy.
a bunch of stuff. You have a bunch of childhood traumas or early on mama drama, father drama, you know.
Yeah, my dad pass almost, so.
Okay. And so that's got you goofy. And let me help you clear that, okay? So there we go. I'm just clearing all that off. There we go. Sinuses open, got much lighter, right?
Yes.
Feel bright, feel light. There we go. Looks great. Looks great. My computer's doing weird things tonight.
Nope, I think we lost him here.
Oh, anyway, well, I fixed him, so there you are.
I mean, as in, like, he's not in the meeting anymore.
Yeah, oh, well, he'll come back. Well, okay. I fixed him. That's all that matters. There we are. So he's going to feel a whole lot better. There we go. What's going on? I'm just looking at you guys. You guys are all so bright. Hey, William Dimps, let me talk to you. What's going
okay,
on?
Okay, RK is back.
Oh, he is. Okay.
Well, let me talk he just to came William back in. Okay.
Oh, okay, I'll talk to William in a second.
Yeah.
RK, are you there?
There you go.
Hey, we lost you.
Something anyway, happened. I don't know what happened there.
That's okay. But you look bright. See, now I look at you. I already did everything. You look all gold and bright. I see a God matrix within your heart. You actually have two jobs already lined up. Do you know that? Or you don't know that?
No, I didn't know that. I have interviews, but I didn't know.
Oh, you do? So you already got interviews lined up? Yes. Okay. Well, I see you have jobs lined up. So you're going to find things just, yeah, it just falls into place. It'll just fall into place for you. And so that's what will happen. Notice how your hands got really warm right then?
Yes. So everything's getting warm right now.
Well, see, anytime you feel that warmth, that means that you have spiritual heat, spiritual light. That means that you have God's light on it. And so when you have God's light on it, you have God's light on it. And so you do. You're good. You'll see. It'll just click along. There you are. You'll be all right. Thanks. Ooh, where are you? Anyway, what city are you in, buddy?
I'm in the Bay Area.
Oh, cool. All right. Perfect. Well, there you are. Well, now you're looking good. Thank you.
Thank you, Gary.
Yeah, cool. Thank you.
All right.
Thanks a lot. I like him.
He's got a good energy.
Doesn't he?
He's like a very mellow energy.
Ah.
Yeah. Like that song. There you go.
You know, I love that song, Don't Worry, Be Happy. You know that song? Don't worry, be happy.
You don't want to hear me sing. You don't.
I don't.
I know you don't. No one does.
I actually don't. I really don't want to hear you sing. You don't sing. Nope.
Not worth a shit. I can't. No.
You can't sing. Yeah. Anyway. Yeah. It's all good. Who are we talking to?
You want to talk to William Dempsey?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I was wanting to talk to William. Where do you go?
There you go. Unmute, please.
William. Hey, William. You sent me a great picture of you earlier holding a cheesecake or something in this kitchen, in this big giant kitchen.
Oh, man.
Did you make that thing?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
I did. It's crazy on my side of the fence.
Oh, well, oh yeah. Mail it to me. Don't, you know, show me. He teases me with his big cheesecake.
Oh, it's chopping my side of the fence.
Oh, that's perfect. That's all right.
Figure it out.
That's good. Well, anyway, well, you look really, really bright. I was wanting to just clear your energy for you because you're so bright.
Yeah,
you
do a lot of stuff. Going bad.
Sorry. But you do a lot of stuff to help other people.
Let me leave real quick. I'm going to back out.
All right. Well, back out and call back. Okay. Back out and call back. All right. There you are. Anyway, who are we talking to, Dean?
Oh, all right. Let's just get rid of William since he's backing out. All right. We have
our. Let me back out real quick.
Oh, he's still there. Will you mute yourself, please? I can't mute him. All right. So we have a Duina, Gary. She wanted to ask you a question about her son.
Okay.
That's good. Hey, Duina, girl.
Unmute. Hey, my girl. What you doing? I like your braids. They're carrying on. Yeah, I can't hear you. Unmute yourself or talk louder. Scream.
There you go.
Gary. Hey, Gary, how y'all doing?
We good. What's your question?
So, my son has been doing everything he could possibly do to hurt himself since Roy has passed. And he recently was at a party, so he say, and was shot in the neck. I don't know what to do about him, Gary. Mm-hmm. I don't, like, he's just so destructive. Mm-hmm. It's the worst thing.
Is he doing drugs right now?
Well, I know he's smoking weed, but anything other than that, I'm not really sure.
Okay, because I just see these upside down pyramids that are all around him that are drug energies, and I'm clearing those off of him. And so those are addictive demons. And so I'm just clearing those off, and I think that's going to make a big difference. Okay.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, and so yeah. The, so there we go. Look how warm you got. See how warm you got?
Yeah.
He had demons. I just cleared all those off. That should help him. Okay.
Oh my God. I want to get him out of Arizona. I'm scared they're going to kill him, Gary.
Yeah, they probably will. No offense. That sounds like I'm being casual about it. But if he hangs out with the same crowd he's with, it could happen. So anything you can do to move him, I think he'd be happy even if you did. And so he would, I think, go for it. You might talk to him. So there we go. I got it easier for him. I cleared a bunch of demons off him because he was just really possessed. There we go. Yeah. So I hope that helps you. Let me clear you. There we go. You're looking bright now. I just see all kinds of gold light coming into you, and I see a big gold brick coming down to you. Reach and get it. Okay.
Oh, yes.
It's gigantic. God. It's a gigantic gold brick. And so this is just abundance. Oh, so there we go. Now, God. Look how warm your body got. You felt your feet get hot. Your whole body got warm. Yeah. Feel that? Yeah. So that was the gift. Anytime we get gold bricks, gold bars, you know, gold coins, baskets of gold, you know, treasure chests, this is literally money from heaven. And so you just got some money from heaven. So let's just see what happens, okay? All right.
Thank you, Gary, so much. Thank you, Dean. I love you guys so much.
I love you, Edwina.
I appreciate y'all. Thanks,
girl.
I love y'all so much. Thank you.
Yeah. Yeah, I want to see you. I miss you. You're fun. She's fun in person. Good Lord. We had a ball in Ojai. We're at a spiritual
I'm coming to see you.
Oh, good.
I'm coming to see you.
Please. I love it. There we go. Yes. That sounds good.
Yes.
You're really, really bright. I'm just looking at all this light flying around. Thanks. Oh, you guys got tons and tons of light going to you.
All right, Edwina, can you mute? Oh, there you go. You're muted. Sorry, Gary.
Oh, there we go. This name here, I don't know how to say it. It is G... R-Z-E-G-O-R.
Yes. Jadwar.
How do you say that?
I think it's pronounced Jadwar.
Yeah. Coming from a person named Tanoch. And so you got... Yeah. So how are you?
Hey, Gary. Yeah. Arabian.
Oh, and where are you? Yeah, where are you? What city? Where are you from?
Naples, Florida, actually.
Oh, you're in Naples. Oh, okay. All right. Yeah, and where are you from originally?
I'm from Poland.
Oh, okay. All right, because with a name like that, I was like, where's he from? You know, and so, but you have a super bright light, and you have laser focus intentions. Most people don't have that, okay? You can just focus on it and laser in and nail it. I don't know if you know you have that gift or not, but you do. You don't know. Okay. And so what do you do for a living? Can you talk about did you do anything in finance or what do you do?
So I am a carpenter. I'm selling cabinets and I have a side business. I do Reiki. I do healing. I do therapy for the people. And it's my side hustle business. I want to more go into spirituality.
Yeah, I see that you're going to nail that. And then I see you working with people with finances. You have the ability to clear financial blocks. Okay. And so, let me show you this. Okay. I want you to ask God for the gift to clear financial blocks. Ask him for that out loud.
I ask God to clear the blocks, the financial blocks.
Okay. Reach up and there's a staff. You're getting this staff. Okay, and to grab the staff, bring it down. It looks like the torch the Statue of Liberty carries. Okay, it was crazy. You felt it go in, right? It was crazy. Mm-hmm. Okay, now take this gift, all right, and now clear yourself with it. And this thing shoots out gold bricks. That's really weird. That's funny you're having a yawning reaction. Yeah, okay, there we go. Now look how warm your hands are now and your face. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Crazy, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, this is a really serious gift, and I rarely see this, and I see that you'll have this crazy focus that you'll be able to do things once you stop yawning. And so, so, but there we are. Feel how the back of your neck is really hot right now. Back here, really warm. Your neck is really warm. And that's because your God cord is lit up. You are glowing in the dark. And so that's it. You guys, if you can catch the contagious yawns from him, you're going to be really glad. I've been like going through these sleepy spells. And so everybody's making fun of me around the house. They say I'm narcoleptic because I've been falling asleep. They're like, they'll be talking to me. I'll be in a meeting. And the next thing, you know, like I'm asleep. Right. And so, but that's part of that energy. So you're actually tapping into this super high energy, and so you're gonna be,
Ruben's got it now.
this is crazy.
Yeah, right. And so you're gonna be really surprised, but you'll see that your money will unblock, and you'll be able to unblock other people. And so that's what's going on. Feel how you got really hot right now. See that?
I'm feeling in my head and my hands and back of my head, especially.
Yeah. Well, once you learn how to use this gift, you'll have a lot of friends. Okay. So, because they're going to want to hang out and get rid of their financial blocks. And so you're going to be able to do that. And so that's funny. It's affecting them physically. Yeah. That's kind of cool. Yeah. There you are. That's good. Well, let us know how you're doing. You should come to a spiritual retreat. You ought to come to the one coming up. You know, if you come to the spiritual retreat coming up, will you get rid of everybody's financial blocks once I show you how?
Well,
okay. Well, I'll give you a free retreat if you get rid of everybody's block. Okay.
If I am able to,
let us know what we can do to help. Okay. Because you have a special gift of laser focus for this particular thing. And you really, once you understand and go into finances a little more, you're going to be really quite the happy camper. And so that's what I see. And you got really hot when I said that. Notice, guys, he started to sweat. And so there we are. So good luck. You know, let us know what we can do to help you. Okay.
All right. Thank you, Gary.
Can you send me your phone number in the chat, please? Put it to Dean.
Yes, of course.
All right. I'll give you a call tomorrow.
Yes. Yeah, because he's wanting to get rid of his financial blocks. He don't give a damn about you coming to the retreat.
But I do too.
Did I say that?
I care. I care, Gary. But yes, I would like you to get rid of financial blocks.
I care so much.
Gary, if I can say something, yesterday I was doing a fire ceremony and I sit with the fire, gazing with the fire and meditating, clearing some spiritual blockages, aligning my energy. And today I wake up with the, like, the intention came to go on the retreat, and I signed for a retreat to Sedona, but you coming with this new opportunity for, again, the retreat, which is extremely interesting because it just, it's happening in my reality, like, today.
Well, here's the thing. See, a lot of times, see, I always can look at someone, and one of my gifts is I can see what your gifts are. Right. Or anybody's. And so I can see what your gifts are. And then if I can get you to use your gifts to enhance other people's gifts or get other people the same gift you have, that's big. But you have a super gift of financial to get rid of financial blocks. And so that's the reason it affects you physically. So there we are. So you feel pretty hot right now. Let us know if we can help you. OK,
thank you so much.
Yeah,
well, thank you.
Yeah, because I want to be friends with you because you can get rid of any financial block. That's good, right?
Yes.
Yeah, selfishly. Yes. Selfishly. We're your buddy, selfishly. There we are. Yeah, at least there. So you told the truth anyway, Dean.
I did. I always tell the truth.
You do. That's true. There we go. That's perfect. That feels good, though. Isn't that crazy? That was kind of crazy.
Mm-hmm.
Who are we talking to?
Oh, you got somebody?
Well, Gary, I wanted to mention something to you.
Yeah.
Something that I noticed when I'm doing sessions with people, many times I'm sitting there yawning and yawning and yawning, and I can't help myself. I'm yawning.
Yeah, well, what happens is you go into this dimension, and that's that. There's a certain dimension where you'll go into, and that's the dimension where I keep on nodding out, and they're making fun of me a lot. And so, right? I'll be in the middle of a major meeting, you know, like with banker or something, or whatever, and they're like, Gary, you're snoring. Anyway, and so that's funny. That's hilarious. You guys are the best. You guys are the best tonight. I just love you. Appreciate you. Victor, let me check on you. How you doing, buddy? How's it going? Can you go to Victor?
Yep. Victor, go ahead and unmute.
Hey, Gary.
Hey, buddy. How are you? How you doing?
I'm doing pretty good, actually.
Good.
I wanted to share my week. I know you guys were talking about it was tough for some people. It was actually pretty amazing for me since we got the gift last week of the Pearly White Infinity Connection.
That's it. That thing solves everything. It solves everything.
Yeah. It's been awesome. Like, everything just enhanced. It's been great as far as that. I did feel a little bit of that black hole, but it went away. Like I had a moment.
But you had a moment of, you were aware of it. You had a moment of it. It was like a crazy energy attack halfway through the week. And but then you use that beautiful white, pearly white orb infinity gift. And so and this infinity gift of oneness is very powerful, guys. And so if you didn't get this gift, go back and look at the master class from last week on Sunday. And it was really pretty crazy. Or just simply ask God right now, dear God, please give me the pearly white infinity gift of oneness. God, please give me the pearly white infinity gift of oneness. Now, Victor, you feel how hot you got? There we go. And so there. Yeah. Perfect. How's your sister? That's what I would just want to know. How's your
She's been doing a lot better. Matter of fact, I was there with her last night, and this morning they let her know that they were going to move her from the ICU to a regular floor.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah, that's great.
Yeah, yeah. So they're going to hopefully start her on some rehab and just start getting her stronger. She's off the ventilator. She's been doing a lot better. Thank you.
And and by the way, she had a lung transplant, which is major.
Double lung transplant.
Yeah. And so that's a very big deal. And so we just are happy. That's perfect. And it was from like touch and go there for a minute to now she's where she is. And so thank you, God. Thank you, God. Thank you, God.
Thank you, God.
Yeah. Thank you, God. Yes. It was a miracle. We received our miracle. Thank you, God.
That's good. Good.
Thank Six you, other. Gary.
Hey, appreciate you. And so six other people received a miracle right then. I got Terry. Six other people received a miracle when you said we received our miracle. Six other people that are watching the show just received a miracle. So thank you, guys. Let us know what that is. That's beautiful. Thank you, Victor. Oh, well. Who are we talking to, Dino?
We have Kylie's iPad.
Hey. Kylie's iPad.
He's on mute.
Kylie's smart. You look smart to me. You look intelligent.
Hi, Gary.
Hey, girl. What's going on? How are you?
So on Tuesday, I got called in to jury duty, and my panel got called up. Oh, God, all my hair is standing up. First of all, nothing good is in the Hall of Justice. And sitting there listening to the judge, the two defendants were accused of murder. And they were accused of first-degree murder, murder for hire, all these crazy things. I thought I was going to vomit because the one defendant was like arm's length from me. And I did get excused because my work doesn't pay for it. But ever since, I have just been drained, upset. The coroner's building was next door. The prison was across the street. I just feel like being in that pit of energy did something to me. So I was hoping you could please clear it all off.
Well, what happens is you tapped into all these lower, higher selves and where people are really losing their higher selves in this dark energy of not one, you know, of unoneness. And so, let me fix you basically, right?
Please. Please, God.
Okay. All right. You got so many things goofy that it would take me a while to fix everything. And so I can just fix everything at one second. And so there we go. And there we go. Now, look how you feel.
Heads quiet. Feel a lot up here.
Yeah. Head's quiet. Neck's warm. See your throat getting red. Light going into your chest.
It's hot right here. I can't see this. There
yeah,
you go.
Yeah, I can see. Yeah, it's all red. And so you're going to be fine there. I just cleared all these energies off. I got rid of, I don't know, 600 or 700 demons.
And I can imagine. Thank you.
Yeah, because when you tap into that energy field, those kind of dark energies, they really do just annihilate you. And so you just got eight. You know, you can get eaten, eight. How do I say it? That's it. I think I screwed it up. Anyway, something. Anyway, you can totally get devoured found the word. By other people's
gobbled up.
Yeah, gobbled up. There we are, gobbled up. There's a term. And so you got gobbled up by other people's energy, but now you look really good and I see you're bright. You're gonna be all right.
Thank you. Yeah, you told me before one time they killed someone out here on the freeway by me, and you said he had come over and found me. And I think I'm just one of those people that when those negative energies are around, like, oh, I can feel the back of my head tingling. Yeah. They like seek me out. And that was just the worst place in the city of Riverside to be downtown. There's nothing good down there in that area.
Yeah. But you're gonna feel a whole lot better. You'll feel lots and lots better. And so I fixed it. And so there we are. But it would have took a minute to go into it all, but I can just do it quick. And this was a weird week. I had one of my celebrity clients that lost. I mean, it was crazy. Like she, you know, is one of my celebrity clients, and her family had like 3 or 4 suicides within her sphere in the last week. Right. And so it was really crazy. And I've seen some people who had gone through crazy stuff like this. So, but now your energy is not at a discord. It's at a center. You're going to be fine. Okay. All right. Big kiss. Who are we talking to? Do you know?
All right. We have Prize Hit Renee A. All right. Renee, unmute yourself, please.
Hey. No. There you go. Hey, girl. What's going on? There we are.
Can you hear me now?
Yes.
I can hear you now. I can also read lips really well. Yeah. What's your question, honey? What's your question?
I really want to move to Oregon, and I want to know when the best time is. I'm in California right now.
Mm-hmm. Within the next 6 months.
Okay. Yeah. I was thinking about April.
Yeah. Maybe sooner.
Maybe sooner. Like.
Yeah, I think a little sooner. So it looks really good. I feel very positive about it.
Actually. Good, yeah. I actually found out about you from Scott. So like, Scott showed me you and everything, and I just feel like I'm supposed to be in Oregon. So thank you for that. I appreciate it.
Oh, good. Well, it feels good, and it feels like you're going to do a lot of different things all over. I see quite a bit of travel in the next year for you, and so.
Great.
Yeah, which feels good. Yeah, you're going to find that things just kind of fall into place for you. Sometimes we have dumb luck if we allow ourselves to have dumb luck. And you just kind of maybe 2 years ago really found the energy of allowing. And you got to where you can meditate, let it happen, right? You got all into that.
Yeah, very much so. Yeah, like I stopped being so. So thank you. Is my house going to sell? Like, I haven't been here very long, but I have to get out of here. Like, will it sell quickly?
Yeah. And in the meantime, too, there may be a renter that rents it for a minute before you sell it. And so.
Okay.
So seems good. Right. Seems meant to be. Okay.
Thank you so much, Gary. Love you.
Hey, you.
Take care. Thank you, Renee.
Thank you.
She's great. She's all happy and nice.
Yes.
I want to be around happy, nice folks. Well, I am already. I'm around happy, nice folks. You know, Ruben's nice. You're nice. You're happy all the time.
Oh, did we go over nice versus kind yet on the show?
No, but we should.
Yeah. Now, yeah. For me, every time someone says nice after we had that conversation, it's an insult. Because I'm like, no, I want to be kind. I'm kind, not nice.
Yeah, he was doing something, and I said, you're just nice. I said, but you're not being kind. And he was like, me? I'm not kind? What do you mean I'm not kind? I'm like, and I had to, there is a difference between nice and kind, you know, for sure. So we'll figure out what that is. Who are we talking to, Dean?
We have Rachel's iPhone.
Rachel, are you nice or are you kind?
I would say nice.
Okay.
What do you think?
I think you're wrong. I think you're kind. I think you're judgmental, but I think you get pissed off with your own self because even though you're just really, really nice, I think you're kind. And kind always wins out with you at the end of the day. So I just see you being very kind. Kind's of the heart. Nice is in your head. Mm-hmm. Nice is BS. And kind is of your heart. But I see you as very kind. And you're so kind that you almost have to retreat away from people sometimes because you're such an empath that you feel it. You know, it really sucks you in and almost kills you. And so makes sense as you tear up. And so it makes a lot of sense. That's because you're kind. Mm-hmm. Not everybody's kind. I think a lot of people who are maybe kind or not kind think maybe they get nice and kind tangled. Alice did something the other week on the show, her and Richard, where they were talking about being one with each other. Mm-hmm. And they talked about just be kind. For her, that's very simple. But it's not always simple for everybody. And mm-hmm. I think that's the answer. Kindness is really the answer. So you're plenty kind. So what's your question?
Thank you, Gary. That made me feel good.
Well, so
I just talked to my sister today, and she actually, I haven't talked to her in years, and she actually thanked me for something I did for a long time ago, and it felt good because, anyway, I just didn't, because I didn't think I was very kind.
Okay.
And so anyway, thank you. That feels
and
good.
So and she acknowledged that you were kind, right?
Yeah, she did. And it
because
felt
you
really
are.
Good.
Yeah, thank I think you. This is the time. So this is your day to figure out, no, I'm kind. I really am a kind person. And with kindness, you reap a lot of good karma. With niceness, I don't think you get anything. Mm-hmm. I think it can be, you're nice. Okay, that's cool. But I don't know that if it's not really heartfelt, it needs to be heartfelt. And then it moves into the kindness category. And so I think you get more karma points that way. But anyway, so what was your question? You had another one? You had something going?
Well, we're trying to sell the house, and right away we got a couple of really good offers, and then they're contingent. And then we have so many offers on our house and so many people coming to see it, but it's been a month and nothing's happened. Over it.
Really I see you nailing a deal this week. You just need to take one and it'll work, okay? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, it'll happen this week.
Also, all right? My heart, I've been having some heart issues. I don't know if it's just the stress, but they're telling me that I have like it has two electrical impulses. And anyway, can you just clear whatever, anything around that?
Check your thyroid.
Oh, they actually told me to go off my thyroid medication because
okay.
I thought maybe I was taking too much because I was slowly upping it. And then at the end, I kind of did it maybe too fast.
Okay. That's all that it is.
Okay. So I went off it. Is that a good thing? Because I feel like...
Well, whatever is going on with your thyroid is you went off your medication too fast. You actually caused your heart to do this, palpitation thing. And so that's from your thyroid. And see, it makes sense now that you're telling me about this. You see? Mm. So even though you're saying heart, it's your thyroid making your heart flub the dub. And so that's what I see. So check the both together and you're going to figure it out. Tell the doctor, though. Tell him again.
Well, I'm going to a cardiologist. I don't know if that'll help.
Well, you can go to the cardiologist and they understand that the thyroid can make different things happen with your heart. Okay. So just let them know what you did. And then you had this thing happen and then they'll sort it out. But that's what I see it is.
Okay.
Which is good news. That's good news, by the way. Okay.
Yes. All right. I don't need surgery.
If you want to have one, plenty of people will give you surgeries these days. They sell a lot of surgeries. Yeah
they told me I was going to need surgery.
Yeah, I'm sure. Anyway, but okay. You might just check on this and you might not.
Okay.
Okay. Just see. Okay. Go to the thyroid first. Okay.
Okay.
Cool. Hey, thank you, Rachel. So
I appreciate it. Thanks, guys. Love you all. Bye.
Yeah. Can you imagine? Yeah. You went off your thyroid medication. You need surgery on your heart. What the hell? Oh my God. Right. That's freaky stuff these days. Anyway, I don't get it. I don't quite get it. But anyway, check it out and see. You know, check it out and see. Maybe I'm wrong. I'm usually not, but maybe, you know, I always leave a little doubt in there so people will go to the doctor. It's important to do that. My Lord, what are we doing? What are we doing? Who are we talking to?
We have Croft Collins.
That's a very smart name.
Yes, please unmute yourself.
Hey, Croft, how are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm good, buddy. I'm good. What's your question?
I wondered if you could do some of your energy clearing on me.
Maybe
tell me my gift.
Yeah, I'll be glad to. I'm clearing a little dark energy off your head, off your back. You know, do you have back issues?
No, not really.
Okay. So does your back feel warm right now?
I don't notice. Right now.
Okay. Well, I got it all lit up and I see all kinds of light going into you. And so, and I'm clearing the upper dimensions as well. I see it looking really super, super bright. I feel your sinuses opening a bit. I see your nose opening up. Yeah. And so you can feel that one, you know, but yes. I see all this light flying through your back, you know, which is nice. And I see you looking good. So there we go. So I cleared your energy. What's your real question?
Well, that was really what I was hoping for. And then I just heard you saying you could tell people their gift. I wondered if I have a gift as well.
Well, here's what you got going. You are a brilliant, bright light. And you've got a bunch of people around that are sort of aimed at you, you know?
Yes.
Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, that's been my whole life.
That's been your whole life. Can I clear that away from you? Is that okay?
Yes, please.
And yes. You're going to feel really good, buddy, because you are a special soul and you're getting your butt kicked in. And so, and there, I'm just cracking this off of you. It was not an energy I could whisk away that looked like black vapor energy. It was more like black volcanic rock energy. And I just cracked it off of you. I feel your feet lighting up, getting a little warmer. Your whole body's getting warm now. And I see you going super high because you're really an amazing soul. And your gift is healing. You're able to heal people. Probably with touch, could be Reiki, could be, you know, whatever, but you have a beautiful gift of healing. You emotionally heal people if you even talk to them. So you're a real special person, and that's the reason you're getting your butt kicked. And so don't trust it when people say you're the bad guy, because you're not. You're a good guy. And so that's what I see. And so you're a beautiful person. Appreciate you a lot. And so there you go. Where you live? Where are you from?
Glenview, Illinois, suburb of Chicago.
Okay. Well, you're really so bright. I mean, now you'll feel it now. You'll feel very different. And you'll notice people that usually, yeah, good. And you'll notice when people attack you now, they really won't attack you much anymore. They're kind of going to back off. And so they just won't have that same thing going. Sometimes people have this kind of mojo on them. You did, but now you don't. So there we are. Good. Good luck, buddy. Good luck. Okay.
All right, thank you.
Hey,
thank you.
I like him. He was nice.
You know, can relate a lot to that.
Yeah, right. When people just, you're the bad guy. You're the bad guy. You're the bad guy. I'm not the damn bad guy. Right? I'm not. I'm the guy that tells you the truth about stuff and piss you off because you don't want to hear it. But I'm not your bad guy. I'm really not. I'm really not. And so, but a lot of times people will project that to you. Don't buy into that BS. Mm-hmm. When people project you're the bad guy, you know, you're not the bad guy. And so don't buy into it. Just don't buy into it. Who are we talking to? Who are we talking to, Dino?
All right, we have Joseph Dion.
All right.
All right, Joseph, please unmute.
Hey, Joseph, how are you?
Hey, Gary. I'm doing terrific. How about yourself?
I'm doing really good. You look really smart. I like that. I like that. You know.
Thank you. Yeah. It must be the suit and tie.
It is. It is. That's good. I almost wore the same outfit, but I don't think anybody would recognize me. I don't.
I love anyway. Your outfit. But...
Oh, good. Oh, good. I'll let you wear one of them. I have about a million of them. Anyway, so what's your question, buddy? What's your question?
I was wondering if you could do some energy work on me as well.
Okay.
Whatever God, you see that I need.
Well, you're such a bright light. Are you traveling overseas or anywhere a long ways or a distance in the next while?
So far to Chicago.
Oh, okay. That's what I feel. I feel the trip to Chicago is like a major trip and then will lead to another trip that has to do with an overseas thing or something. You know what I mean? And so yeah, does that make...
Going to Kevin's event in Chicago
in
the next 10 days or so. And then we're going on a cruise, which I haven't booked yet, but I think I'm going
to
make the decision.
Oh, you will. That feels really good to me. You got it. That's perfect. That's perfect. So I see you doing that. That's nice, right? And so, absolutely. That's very spiritually led. So a lot of times you'll go to, you know, one of Kevin's events or one of our retreats, and it's very, really in the stars for a person. I see people and it's like, it's really meant to be. Come to one of our retreats. We would certainly enjoy you, you know, but go to Kevin's because I see you getting a lot out of it. And I see you learning a ton of stuff. I mean, he's the best teacher in the world. He really is.
Right.
And so, and I see you getting a lot from it. So whatever you're trying to get, you're going to get more than even what you thought you would get. And so it feels really good to me. Yeah, that's kind of positive. That's really positive. I can see that, right?
Yeah.
And so, and you've been to tons of Kevin's events.
Yes. Yes. Yeah. Since 2018.
Yeah. And so
this one's very special. He's doing the relationship processes. A lot of energy work there.
Oh, good. Okay. So let me clear your relationship stuff. Is that okay?
Absolutely. Please do.
There we go.
Thank you.
It's really, it's quick for me. There we go. And look how you feel now. See?
Yeah. My neck is really hot.
Really hot. Yeah. And that's your God cord. Your God cord comes down through the top of your head, back of your neck. And now I see you turning red because you're like getting lit up. And so I see, you know, you're all about it. The angel Michael is around you. The angel Michael is a lover angel as well as a fighter angel. He's the head archangel of heaven. And so, but you have Michael is your angel. And so that gives you magic. If you have the angel Michael for your angel, basically you can walk into a nightclub and take it over, you know, if that's what you feel like doing. You know, I don't know anything about that. Hello? What? Hello? Hello? Anyway. And so, no, but you just got a magic about you and you're adorable. And so people will love you. Yeah. Yeah. Good luck with everything. Looks good now. I cleared you. You're going to feel good. You're going to feel good. Learn to meditate. Learn to meditate. Come to one of our retreats. You'll freak out. Okay?
I will. Thank you, Gary.
Hey, thanks.
Thank you, Joseph.
Yeah. Yeah. Feel his hands. His hands got hot. Can you feel that, guys? Your hands got warm? His hands got really warm. He got a bunch of spiritual gifts right then. Who are we talking to?
We have Tamara. All right, please unmute.
It's never promised, Dean. Tamara is never promised. In this case, Tamara. And so people are always playing with you with your name, I'm sure.
Yes.
But you have a beautiful name and you have a beautiful light in your heart. You got a beautiful heart. I see, you know, you actually have the Sacred Heart of Christ in you. You know.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Thank
you. You feel like it really hot right now. See?
It's wild because before you even called my name, I was thinking about Jesus and
Oh, that's wild. Yeah, because you have the Sacred Heart of Christ. That's a beautiful gift to have. And so you can share it with everybody if you'd like. That's a gift to be shared. So just share it with everybody. Just say, everybody, you're welcome to have the Sacred Heart of Christ through me.
Everybody, you're welcome to have the Sacred Heart of Jesus through me.
There we go. Oh, my God. Feel how warm you got?
Yeah.
And you're Jewish.
Yeah, and my mom had that, remember?
Right. Yeah.
She had that gift.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I guess Christ was Jewish, right? I don't quite get that whole thing. I don't know. You know, Christ is laughing. The other day, remember was a joke the other day? Christ has got such a sense of humor. See, I can hear Christ talk as easy as I can hear myself talk right now. And he is funny. People don't think that Christ is funny. He is hilarious. But he was making jokes about being Jewish the other day. And so, but anyway, there you go. Now you're looking really bright. So what's your question?
So I would really love some healing for my daughter. My oldest daughter is currently in rehab for an eating disorder and suicide ideation and depression. And she's been struggling with this for a long time. And I just want to pray for just her to be cleared of anything that is attacking her, and for her to see her worth and her beauty. And so that she can come back home and, you know, live a beautiful, healthy life.
I'm answering, and I would never tell you this if I didn't really see it, okay? If I ever say, God's telling me to tell you blah, 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 that's because God's telling me to tell you something. Christ is telling me to tell you that he heard your request. Okay. How hot did you get right now?
Yeah, pretty hot.
Pretty hot, right? So you have that special connection of talking to Christ. Use it. The Sacred Heart of Christ gives you a straight in connection to him. And he's the ultimate healer being in God's universes. He's really amazing. And so so he heard you.
Thank you.
And I actually saw the dark energies melt off your son.
My daughter, yeah.
I mean your daughter, I'm sorry. But I saw the dark energies melt off of her.
Yay. That makes me happy. Yes.
Yeah, and I didn't do it. Like I was, I can project light enough to where everything melts away, but I didn't do it. Christ did it.
Yes, thank you, God. Thank you, Christ.
Yeah, so that's the energy you have. You have a special gift of prayer and connection with Christ, with the Sacred Heart of Christ. Use it.
Thank you.
Yeah, and so your hands got warm. That's amazing. Yeah, and every time I tell you to use it, your hands go, vroom. You feel that?
Vroom. Yes.
They get really bright, right? Yeah.
Well, I've always had, ever since I was little, I always had these weird like heat and tingles and spasms in my hands, especially if I was holding someone's hand. And as I got older, I started to realize it's because it's through my hands that I am able to feel people's energy and also send energy.
Yeah, well, you see with me, I'm always doing this thing and moving my hands around like the church lady. Well, it's because it works. Okay, yeah. I'm invoking. When you see me using my hands and moving things or pulling things off, this is me using my spiritual gifts, and I'm invoking different gifts as I move my hands. And so with that, you have the same thing, same gift. There you go.
Yes, thank you so much.
Honey, play yourself in the movie. It's a beautiful thing.
Thank you. And can I just say one thing real quick? I just want to say thank you so much to you. And also thank you to my good friend, Kristen, who's here on the call tonight. And I just want to thank her because she's been a longtime follower of yours. And she's always, always talking about you and sharing, what she's learned from you. And finally, I listened to her advice and joined this call tonight, and I just felt really blessed to have her in my life, and she's a beautiful soul. So I just want to say thank you for her light and her love. Yeah.
Well, I see her glowing, and so you just blessed her. That's good.
Yes.
Stay you. You're amazing. Be you.
Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Good. Thank you.
Good luck. That's good. Yeah. I got high from her, Dino. Yeah. That was crazy. Woo.
That was super powerful. I got goosebumps all over.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you can feel it. You can really feel it. Who are we talking to?
Oh, we have Larry Marquez. All right, Larry, please unmute.
God, you got a great. Hey, Larry, you got the best vibe. God, you got a really good vibration. Yeah. Thank so, what's your question, buddy?
It's really amazing because the person you just talked to, her name is what, Samira? Well, I have a daughter named Samira.
Okay.
And then I also wanted to talk about my oldest daughter. Her name is Alyssa. And she has just been going through a lot of struggle because she's always working, and it just doesn't seem like she can get ahead. And then she's always calling me saying, Dad, this and that. And she just, I don't know if she's bipolar, to be honest with you, but she does get a little crazy. But I always try to listen to her, because I love my
son. Say her name. Let me fix her. Say her name.
Alyssa.
There we go. I fixed her.
Yes. Thank you.
She had a giant black box on her, which is anger. And I took it off her. And now she won't be angry. She'll be all right.
That makes a lot of sense because she is,
angry.
Angry, yes.
Just pissed off at being pissed off, but now she'll be all right. And so what else, buddy? What else was it? You had something else?
And if you could clear me out too, because I've been having some challenges myself. So
there you go. You're going to be real lucky with cars, where maybe you were not lucky with cars. Now I see you being real lucky with cars.
Whatever that awesome.
I don't know if that makes any sense, but that's what I see. Okay.
Yeah, that sounds great to me. I have no complaints.
Good. All right. Perfect. You look good. Thanks, buddy.
Thank you, Gary. Love you guys.
Thank you. Thank you, Larry.
Lots of love. Lots of love. You know, you guys. And so, Dino.
Yes.
You feel like answering some psychic questions?
Oh, yeah. That's what they need. Oh, my God. Right. If I answered any questions psychically, it would be wrong.
All right. Okay. Well,
anyway. Are you taking a quick break?
I got to go for a walk. I got this foot thing going on, as you guys know. It's getting better now, which is beautiful, because I'm so lucky to get the stem cell grafts on my leg. And so what could be a bad situation is now a good one, and we're on the mends and healing up. And so, but I have to go for a walk every now and then. And so I can either go away or I could go for a walk, come back and talk. And so I'm going to go for a walk and come back and talk. Okay. And so okay. I'll be back in a minute. And so you can ask Ruben questions. Ruben could actually answer your questions, you know? and so who has a question? Who has a question? Let me, Alex, you're easy to talk to. Alex Sanchez. Yeah, let's talk to Alex Sanchez.
All right, Alex. All righty, unmute Alex.
There we go. So, Alex, ask these people questions. No, they're not idiots. They're actually brilliant in their own way, and they actually give really good advice, because I ask them about things, and they give me advice. And so, anyway, how are you? How are you doing, Alex?
Hey, Alex.
Hey, Ruben, it's good to see you over there.
Good to see you, buddy.
Good. I'm going to go for a walk. I'll be right back, guys. I'll be right back. Right back. It takes a minute. There we go. All right. There we go. I'm all tied up in my own mic.
Oh, don't trip.
All right. There we go. Now I'm good.
So, Alex, what's your question, Alex?
Hey, so... Actually, I wanted to say that I look forward to the retreat. I'm going to see you there. So
yes, you will.
I'm excited to see everyone, Gary Spivey in person, and you as well. Absolutely. And just wanted to say, too, what you said earlier, Ruben, same thing with me. I heard about Gary Spivey through Kevin as well. If it wasn't for Kevin in the training, I would never heard of him. And the thing is, the one segment that I've listened to over and over again is Blessings from Above. Profound. So I think that was fantastic. I still listen to it, or it's one of the best pieces ever. So
yeah, definitely. If anyone wants to learn how to meditate and connect to God and heaven and get spiritual gifts, that's definitely something that I recommend. Whoever's in Jinn and whoever's not in Jinn, you guys have access to this amazing, amazing book. Right. And there's actually a link in the book that takes you to a website where you have a lot of the meditations that are guided by Gary, which is super powerful, because when he, you know, says, OK, now go to Zion Heaven or do this or do that, he's actually there saying it from that space. So when you re-listen to him and you empath him, right, Alex, as you've felt when you've done a lot of the energy clearings, and master classes as well, it's just like, woof, you're just there. So it makes it so much easier. It makes it so much easier to connect to the light, which we all need these days, right?
Yeah, 100% agree.
And with that, it's really about luck, right? So I was always trying to figure out what makes a person lucky, what makes them unlucky, right? And a lot has to do with the spiritual components. So if anyone wants to increase their luck, now you guys know how to do it. Connect spiritually. Learn to meditate, follow Gary, follow Kevin, and you guys have that magic formula there.
Absolutely, 100%. Wonderfully said, Ruben.
Yep, it was great. Meditate, because it's, you know, it's spiritual and physical. It takes both. So luck is mentally, spiritually, is everything. So is it really luck?
I like to call it, many people ask me, because I cook a lot. I love to cook. I've been cooking since I was 8 years old. And they ask me, how do you make it so tasty and so good? And it's so simple ingredients. And it's because this magic, right, of just knowing exactly the right proportions of different things because of that spiritual part, that luck, right? And so when I came to Gary's house, he's like, well, you know what? You actually cook psychically. I'm like, oh, that's cool. So when you're able to connect, you know, everything that you do turns to gold, as they say, right? And so we've heard that expression for many, many years, right? It's an expression that's been used for a long time, and now we understand more of what that really means. Because when they say things turn to gold, that means that you're lucky. And on the spiritual dimensions, Gary said, oh, that's your, everything looks golden, right? When certain things work out. And then when they're not working out, that's when he talks about the black holes or the black boxes or the different dimensions, upside down pyramids, which is not gold, right? Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's really interesting. Dean, and you're one of the co-authors of this book.
Thank you, Ruben, for pointing that out.
Any messages you like to highlight from some of the things here?
You know, we wrote that book in 2007, if I remember right. It was 2005, 2006, 2007 we were writing. And I remember one day sitting there, and all of a sudden I heard God really clear saying, do you know what the first dimension is? And I'm like, I have no clue what's going on. And I started writing. I just sat down one day and started writing. And I wrote first dimension all the way through like 12 dimensions in one day, even though that book only goes to 10. And I remember sitting down with Gary going, Gary, maybe I'd have lost my mind, but you need to hear what I just wrote. But it continued, Ruben, over and over and over. And I literally, at my house in Las Vegas, I have a file cabinet, and it's all the way up to dimension 56. I mean, obviously, it's way more than that now, but at the time, it was up to 56 dimensions. And I couldn't get this voice out of my head. It was day and night. And Gary's like, what are you doing? I'm like, just writing more dimensions. And it will explain how one dimension, if you were clear in one, it affected the other dimension and how things would connect in a spiritual world. And so there's a lot more. And we've been working on other books, although they're not ready yet, because we get spiritual information so fast that we start thinking, well, the book is obsolete, but the book's not obsolete. I mean, we're just further down the road. And so everybody, we really are working on other books. I would like
to say that, yeah, I did finish the book just recently. Profound and powerful. I have the ebook, but I do plan on getting the hard copy and maybe have it autographed by Gary himself when I go to the spiritual retreat.
We have some here. We'll make sure you have one.
Okay, very nice.
That's easy. And so, you know, here's the thing. I think that maybe when we did write this book, Secrets from God, Your Keys to Heaven, I realized after it went for a while that it was an unusual book. It had some special thing with it. I got the same call over and over, where people would call and they'd say, hey, I wanted to book a private reading with you because of my children. And I went, oh, okay, because I do a lot of work with kids, autistic kids especially. And I said, well, what with your kids? And they said, my kids sleep with your book. Remember that, Dean?
I do.
Yeah. Hundreds of times, hundreds and hundreds of people, their kids would sleep with our book. Why would they sleep with this book? Well, the reason is because these kids could feel so much light coming through this physical book. And some of the kids weren't even old enough to read, but they would grab the book and take it and sleep with it. And so it was really pretty crazy, you know, the way I saw everything evolving. And so because the Secrets from God, Your Keys to Heaven tells you how to get through the 10 dimensions of earth to get to heaven, which basically gives you the keys to the kingdom on how to talk, hear, and see God. You can hear God, you can see God, and you can talk to God. And Dean and I figured out, because we got to where we just talked to God all the time. And so we were on the mountaintop in Ojai. Remember that, Dean? And we're just talking to God all the time about, yep, whatever it is we would have going on. And he would tell us something and it would go and it would happen perfectly. And we were like, wow, this talking to God thing's really cool, because you can hear him, you can see him, you can feel, you know. And so you guys can do the same thing. If you just simply read the book, Secrets from God, Your Keys to Heaven. And if you can't see, hear, and talk to God by the time you get to the end of the book, read the book again. And when you read the book again, you'll get different spiritual gifts from the book. And it works like that. And so it's pretty amazing. It's pretty amazing. And so who are we talking to?
One thing I want to mention with the amazing meditation there, I was actually working with a client earlier this week, and I was doing one of the meditations to go to heaven on the elevator, right? Uh-huh. And she's like, oh, my God. I'm like, what? She's like, I feel so euphoric. So my point I wanted to make is that, you know, many times people go away for to this event, to this mountaintop, to this vacation, and they keep saying, oh, I'll feel good when I go there. I feel good when I go here. But the great thing is you can go to heaven anytime.
From anywhere. Yeah, and when you do, you'll get all these blessings and all this light and all these gifts, and that's all you do. That's it. That's kind of how it works. And so who are we talking to,
guys? Okay, Haley Rogers has a question about her cat.
Okay.
All right, Haley, unmute, please.
Hey, girl. What's going
on? Hey, thank you. Yes, my cat, Bug. Do you remember him? You talked to him on a masterclass like last summer.
Yeah.
Yes. So he's my spiritual little meditating buddy. He's been thrown up for 2 weeks, and we took him to the vet and they can't find anything. And I feel like it's spiritual because he's super connected. So just any insight?
Well, he's got a lot of things going. Let me just clear him. He has a problem with dehydration.
Okay.
So his problem is literally hydration.
Okay.
So I think his kidneys are doing something strange. And so, okay. But it looks like a slight kidney infection.
Okay. And I mean, we went to the vet and they did like blood and they did X-ray. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, he has a kidney infection. And so
does he need anything, or does he just need more water? Yeah, you might give him,
ask the vet what you would give the kitty for a kidney infection. And I think it would be an antibiotic, you know, is what I think.
Okay.
But that's what's going on. Feel how your hands got warm?
Yeah, my feet got warm. My sinus is cleared.
Yeah, because I told you the truth. So your kidney's got your kidney. Your kidney's got a cat. No, your cat has a kidney issue. That's what's going on.
Okay.
All right.
Okay, thank you so much.
Hey, good luck. Bye. Good luck. There's your princess. Sick alien. Princess. All right. Say bye to your princess. There we are. She's beautiful.
Yeah.
Who came over?
Oh, good. You want to come over and say hi?
Yep. She heard you talking about a cat. He heard you talking about a cat. He's like, I'll show that cat.
Yeah, yeah, Mr. Energetic.
Yeah.
That dog's permy stoned. He's like just hot. He just hangs out chilling all the time. Anyway, who are we talking to?
Oh, we're going to go to Carol Ann.
All right.
All right, Carol Ann, please unmute.
Hey, girl. What up?
Hey. Well, how are you doing?
Good. I'm doing good, honey. How are you?
Good. I'm doing pretty good. Been like up and down this week, like you were talking about. I thought, okay, one day I'm full of energy. I get a ton of stuff done. The next, I have to sleep 12 hours and recover. Crazy.
Yeah. Right? You know? When has it ever been like that? It's never been like that, right?
Yeah.
But it's like that. Anyway, so what's your question, honey?
I've always had this kind of little ability to where I'm a nurse, but I also like, and I know it's the Lord doing it, where I, because a friend, I literally saved her life. I looked and it's like, the Lord kept telling me, tell her she needs to get that checked on. It was a mole. And I see moles when I see certain people, and he just keeps telling me, and it's like, he won't shut up until I make them do something about it. Well, this time I've seen a place on my knee, and I'm like, okay, that's the third time you've seen it, and it's kind of focused on it. So I'm like, do I need to get that?
I hear you. Well, I hear you're fine. I hear you're fine now, but check it out. That's what I hear.
Okay.
And I agree with you. I had a lady one time. I remember talking to a lady on the radio in, where was I? I was in San Diego. I was on a morning show on the air. She calls in and she goes, oh, Gary, I've been trying to get in for a long time and blah, blah, blah. You know, anyway. And so I go, and she asked me a question about her love life. And I said, I don't want to talk about your love life. I want you to hang this phone up and I want you to drive to the hospital. And I want you to go to the emergency room. I want you to have them do blood work on you because there's something very serious where if you don't do what I say, you're going to die. And so, you know, if you think about it, when you tell somebody on the radio they're going to die, that's pretty ballsy. And but I saw it, right? So your energy, where you see the mole thing, it falls into this same category. Anyway, she went to and did exactly like I said. And she calls and she goes, I have stage 4 cancer. Right. And I hear, and she goes, I got 4 kids. I cannot die because they're screwed if I die. And I said, you're not going to die. I said, I got a seminar in San Diego next week. You come to that. Right. And so she came to that and we did a healing on her and she lives. She's fine.
Yeah.
You know. So, and her stage 4 cancer was just this kind of miraculous thing that she went through a couple of little treatments and it just sort of just disappeared, you know? And so, they don't always work like that, but they do if a person has tremendous faith and a will to live. And she did because she had 4 children.
Yeah.
So your intuition, you have the intuition to even save people's lives. And the reason I told you that dramatic story was because, it saved somebody's life, but I've saved a lot of lives through the years with things I would see, and I'm so convinced of it that I would go out on a limb and even say you're going to die, and stuff like that, on the radio because I have no doubt if I see it, you know, and you have that same kind of conviction, and I think it's beautiful. I'm just going to compliment you and say I think it's beautiful, and so that's your gift, that's a real gift of yours. So pay attention, keep doing what you're doing. That's what I see.
Do you see any other health issues with me? I've got a little stuff going on, but they're kind of with medication and everything. I've just been fatigued really. And they can't ever find out why I'm fatigued.
You have a little bit of an issue with your thyroid.
Yeah, I have that.
Oh, you know that. Okay. Well, that's giving you the fatigue. That's what it is.
Okay. It's just been going on and they've changed the levels and, you know, changed the medication, adjusted it.
Okay.
But I'm still, it's kind of ever since I've had COVID, I feel like I have long-term COVID. I have not had the same kind of energy since before then.
Let me fix that. Okay. I'm glad you said that. See, with the COVID thing, I can actually get rid of the synthetic dimension that affects all that because I had it so severely. If you remember, I died 5 times through the little process, you know, and so even the issue I have with my leg right now is a long-term problem from COVID because of circulation, a lack of circulation in one of my legs. Okay. And now we fixed all that, you know, a lot of procedures and surgery things and, you know, and now we're good. But when I look, I'm getting rid of the synthetic dimension totally around you that's affecting you on this level. Is that okay?
Wonderful.
All right, here we are. Hang on. It's a different thing, guys. There we go. And there. Hands are warm. Got really warm in your lower back. Shoulders are hot.
Down my arms.
Yeah, you can breathe. See, now you can breathe. There we go. You're going to be fine. There we go. Okay?
Thank you.
Hey, good luck.
Thank you. Good luck. Cool. Good
luck. Thank you, Carol. Yeah, that was fun. Who are we talking to?
All right, we're going to go to Donna.
Okay.
Donna, please unmute.
Donna, how are you?
I'm good. Thank you.
Hey, what's your question? Glad to talk to you. What's your question, honey?
My daughter is going through a divorce. She's since October. She's in Colorado. I don't. She's by herself, so there's no family around her.
Yeah.
She's going nuts. Can you clear off some of the energy?
I cleared off a whole level of darkness that had to do with her ex. And now I seen her go gold. I heard Ruben talking about the gold light. There's a dimension of gold that will be around your physical body in the first dimension if you allow it. And so just say, God, please give me the energy of gold in the first dimension. Go ahead.
I forgot what I said now.
God, please give me the energy of gold in my first dimension.
God, give me the energy of gold in the first dimension.
Hands got pretty warm. There we are.
Yeah, they are. They are warm. She lost her job. Miranda took money from her. Uh-huh. Is she going to get her day?
Who cares about what her day is like?
I want my daughter better.
Yeah, no, your daughter's better, and she you went really super gold, and it bled right into her. Okay, so she looks great. There you are.
Thank you so much.
Yeah,
she had 4 turndowns on interviews.
It doesn't matter.
Okay.
Yeah, her energy was black. Now it's gold. She'll be all right. She'll nail everything she does from now on.
I love you so much. Thank you.
Hey, love you back. Let me know how she does. Okay.
Thank you, Donna.
God, I feel good about her. I really like her. Wow. That feels really good. Who are we talking to?
We're going to go with David Boudet. All right, David, please unmute.
Hey, David. Hey, buddy. How are you?
Good. This week has been really interesting. I got stung by a bee and had like an allergic reaction to it. And then I'm doing better now. And then at work, which is my main question, it's just been a really chaotic workplace. We have leadership who's just...
Here, I want you to piggyback off this last caller that called
in.
Yes. Ask God for the dimension of gold in your first dimension.
God, may I please have the gift of the gold in the first dimension?
There we go. Hands got warm, feet are hot. Feel it going on, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now you're going to be incredibly lucky. Simple. That's that simple, guys. You guys can do the same thing. God, give me the energy of gold in my first dimension. The first dimension is here on the planet Earth, where we live, where we walk around, where we go to work, where we eat and have dinner, and where we, you know, where we live. And so all you got to do is ask for the energy of gold in the first dimension. You'll notice everything will turn to gold even. If you look around the room you're in right now, look around. It's got a hue of gold to it. See it? See? There you are. Weird looking, huh?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, see? Yeah, you're going to be okay, buddy. There, simple. All right? Hey, lots of love. You're great. I like you so much. You know, I can feel these different connections with people, and I can see who they are. And what happens is when they have this infinity energy, which is a sideways infinity that rolls like this, okay? When they have this sideways infinity, that's the infinity energy that connects all of us in this first dimension. And I just love you guys when you have that because you love me. And so it's a beautiful connection of light. And so it makes everything work out perfect. So there we go. Who are we talking to, guys?
Okay, we have Victoria.
Yeet.
All right, Victoria, please unmute.
Hey, my girl, what's going on with you? How are you?
Hi, I'm good, thanks. How are you?
Good. What's your question, honey?
Okay, it's just been really slow financially for my husband. And I don't know if something's blocking it or what's going on there. But
ask again for this dimension of gold because it came down so powerful with these other people. Ask again to say, God, please give me the dimension of gold in the first dimension.
God, please give me the gift of gold in the first dimension.
There it goes, right down to you. Now your hands are hot. Feel warm all over. Back of your neck's hot. There we go. Feel that?
Yes, I did.
And it bled over to your husband. There you go. That's it.
Thank
project
you.
Love. Project love and light to him. Yeah. Don't think
do.
Negative. Do no. not think negative. Okay, perfect. There we are. All right. You got it going. Thanks, honey.
Thank you. Can you just quickly help my son and I'll let you go?
I did.
He's stuck with his career.
Mm-mm. He looks good. He'll be okay. Yeah. He likes to worry. He's sort of a worry wart, but he'll be all right. Okay.
Okay. Thank you.
Cool. Thank you, Victoria.
Who are we talking to, Dean?
We have Danielle. Please unmute.
There we go.
Hey, Gary, it's a family affair over here.
Hey, it looks like it.
There's 4 of us.
Hey, guys, how are you? Good to see you. Good to see you. What city are you in again?
Hello. Give me 1 second. Let me turn the volume up. Okay.
What's she doing? She's landing the space shuttle.
Oh.
There we go.
Well, I don't know where she's at. Do we lose her?
She cut herself off. Anyway, so who else are we talking to? Who are we talking to? Damn it.
Oh, my God. Laura. All right, Laura, unmute.
Laura, what up? How are you, girl?
Hi, Gary. It's so wonderful to finally meet you.
Hey, nice to meet you, too. What's your question,
thank
honey?
Thank you. Well, I live in Orlando, Florida. I've lived in my home for about 10 years now, and I have spirits everywhere. And yes. I've captured them on camera. And I'm just wondering if you can tap into, are they good? Are they bad? Or...
I don't see a lot of negative stuff around you, really. I see a lot of positive stuff. Okay. You've got blonde hair, so it makes no sense. But I see Native American energies with you. You know, is there Native American in your family somewhere?
Yes, on my father's side.
Oh, okay. And so so you're getting a lot of spiritual gifts from that. And so, and you're also getting a lot of spirits from that. And so everything's rolling through from this Native American thing. And so, so that's what that is. But I just now cleared everything off and you look super bright. So it looks good.
Thank you. Yeah. And thank you for introducing me to meditation. I used to fall asleep every night to your meditation CDs and it was amazing.
I hear that. I actually sleep with a lot of people. I really do. So that's, a lot of people fall asleep with me. What?
But I'm forever grateful for you. Thank you.
Hey, appreciate you. Good luck. Hope you sleep peacefully. That's beautiful. You. There, Dean, see, I've done some good finally. Look at
that. You're sleeping with a lot of people.
Yeah, that's it. That's all good. Anyway, let's talk about the spiritual retreat. So we have a spiritual retreat coming up in a couple of weeks, in June 20th. And so you guys come and show up, and you're going to freak. It's amazing. There's all kinds of cool stuff. I'm going to be feeling 100% by then. And so I can really, have a good time with you. So the spiritual retreat is June 20th. And if you want to come to the spiritual retreat, really simple, you can call Michelle 702-822-0548. 702.
Whoa, you got it.
What is it?
I said, whoa, you remember her phone number.
I did. Yeah. 702-822-0548. I'm smarter than I look. And then you can also call 800-827-4279 or GarySpivey.com, of course. But come to the spiritual retreat. This is a time where we all get together, we hang out, we have fun, we laugh, we party, we eat, we party, we eat. Did I mention we partied? We eat. But we actually meditate a lot, and you learn how to use your spiritual gifts. So I'll show you how to use your own spiritual gifts to create a beautiful heaven on earth for yourself. That's what it's all about. So I'll see you at the spiritual retreat. So all you guys, check it out, or you can come to the spiritual retreat virtually as well. 702-822-0548.
And if they want to attend virtually, if they're part of your Enlightenment Club, you get a special discount on the retreat. So join the Enlightenment Club. You get a really great discount, and you can join us virtually.
There we go. It's all that. Perfect. Well, I love you guys. I appreciate you. And I will see you real soon. Thanks.